Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
Welcome back, everybody. It's hashtag third hour. Frank Grillo is going to join us later on this hour.
We need snacks.
For the trip?
No.
Oh, just here?
Yeah.
What happened to your snack? You had a snack secret storage place.
Well, everything moved.
Even your own secret stash?
Yeah, because I was in somebody else's drawer, and their drawer got back.
Damn.
No.
So we got that coming up later on this hour. We also got our Doom picks. I'm in the hole, man. I'm 1-5 this month.
Just to repeat what I told Tobin during the break, someone on the text line brought to you by accidentlawfirm.com. 67974 says, we're okay for Lion King because there's a fight between Scar
Spoiler.
And Robbie. Really? Really? Spoiler alert on a movie that's been out for 30
well, you
years.
Don't know.
Minus one.
You don't know. I mean, some people don't know. Maybe this is going to be their first Lion
King.
Maybe
they're not doing the same thing as the original.
Yeah, okay.
The Jungle Book live action, very different from the cartoon.
You've never watched a sequel before watching the original?
Hey, that's pretty crazy, though, how they can make these movies.
Why is it crazy?
Really? Live?
It's not really live.
You know what I mean.
What? What? Why is
how
it crazy?
They can make it look so real. Like 10, 15 years ago, there was never a chance you'd see a real lion
Bro,
without
Do you
something.
Know how many movies oh, we've man. Seen in the past year where like 10 or 15 years ago, it would not be possible to make that movie?
I don't think yes. you'd be that impressed if you saw Game of Thrones Dragon.
You know what held up? Star Wars. Sometimes you can see the string, but it's worked out pretty good.
That's only in the prequels.
Oh, God, the prequels.
You don't think they fixed that? Like, they haven't gone back and remastered Star Wars?
They put Anakin in the new Star Wars.
Yeah, they've done some stuff. They've touched it up.
The CGI.
I haven't seen the new Star Wars.
Well, there's a theory that they're all going to come back for this one.
Really?
Because that like there's a line where Luke says, "We're never dead. We're always with you."
Oh, and then all the, like when he... when Empire Strikes Back or the Return of the Jedi,
so you'll
and then
see,
you see Anakin.
Right,
and,
so right. you're going to see Ewan McGregor. You're going to see the dude that played Anakin. You'll see Liam Neeson.
Christensen.
Whatever
How
his name is.
How did Liam Neeson get a role in these parts?
What do you mean?
That's he was crazy. In the prequels.
Is it Qui-Gon? Just...
He power walked the racism right out of him. He's cool.
Someone says the original Ghostbusters does not hold up with the special effects.
No, it does not.
Don't cross streams.
That's why they made a new one.
It's kind of weak. They're making another new one because the one with the women didn't really count.
They've done that before where they remade something
and then decided
and it sucked and then they remade it again.
Yeah.
Hulk.
Oh,
the Hulk they made twice.
Yep.
And it sucked both times.
The Eric Bana Hulk.
It was
Edward Norton.
Yeah.
Edward Norton and Eric Bana. They were both bad.
It turns you off to the Hulk forever.
I don't really think there's a lot of depth to the Hulk.
And
man.
They're not.
It's angry.
And they can't.
Oh, you should have seen this last one, Avengers.
The last one, he controls it.
And didn't see it.
And it's like a master of time travel.
And the thing is because of the weird, my son had explained this to me, but that because of the weird Sony-Disney connection on Marvel, like they can't make a Hulk movie.
Why?
Because he can't, that's the rules of their, you know how like, if you go to Universal, there's still Marvel rights, right? Spider-Man
yeah.
and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Sony still owns part of Marvel. Disney also owns part of Marvel rights.
But not the Hulk part.
But so Disney can only produce certain movies of just one character. Whereas Sony has the rights to that character. Like,
is that because the Hulk ride is there?
No, it just has to do with like the way the rights deal was cut up. Like,
well, these movies, the Spider-Man, by the way, Marvel movies have gone.
The Spider-Man Homecoming, the Spider-Man movies, I think, are Sony and not Disney, right? Because
no, they're back to Disney. Because it came like, because remember, Spider-Man wasn't in any of the movies. Then all of a sudden, he was in Avengers. That's when it went back to.
All I know is some of the movies, some of the characters, Disney doesn't own the rights to do their solo movies.
Fascinating.
Fun fact about the Marvel movies. Every time a new Marvel movie comes out, that's when Lauzon has his latest breaking news. The last two breaking news stories have related to him going to see a Marvel movie.
That's true, except the last breaking news didn't break that way.
Yeah.
It was a rumor.
It was a hot rumor. Those were good times.
He didn't say anything was official.
From his Manny Diaz source.
Last Laubon was those were good times. Kind of quiet right now. I miss being alive.
Would you rather be active for the Chris Paul?
No.
I really think I'd rather be quiet.
No, I think I'd rather be quiet. I was getting excited reading about Bam, though, in the Herald, where he's talking about, like, you know, going with Jimmy Butler. And wants to work out with Greek Freak. It's off season. They share an agent.
Greek Freak ain't playing. He ain't playing that.
Why?
He already told you.
Nah.
Didn't Greek Freak say, I'm competing against him. I ain't working out with him.
Bam's different. Bam's different.
How?
Because I feel like he's gonna be like, oh yeah, cool, Bam. Because he's not gonna see the threat coming. Like, he wouldn't work out with LeBron, but he's like, oh yeah, yeah, come on, Bam, do some cool things. But then he'll get threatened as the workout starts because he'd be like, oh, this guy's as good as me, and then, yeah, that's gonna happen. And so I think that it could be a sneak attack where like Bam can pick up the tricks, and then all of a sudden Greek Freak doesn't know what he's up against because he's locked down. He remembers those games. He remembers those quick feet. Plus, he's been working with Bosch.
What are you doing?
I was giving you quick feet. Lateral movement. Wingspan.
By the way, do you think you could do that stuff?
What do you mean?
Lateral drills.
No.
I could try. I did battle ropes in a suit.
Out of Rumbo.
Kind of.
I did it.
You died.
Well, it was very hot in that suit. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Marlins and Padres again tonight after the Marlins picked up a win last night. The pitching matchup is Trevor Richards going for the fish, Chris Paddock,
the Silver Fox,
on the hill for the Padres.
Watch out, he might get traded.
What? You think so?
They have a lot of guys in the rotation. They have a surplus of pitching.
You know when else they did? Early on in the season when everybody was making their starts and then they didn't. And then they had to go to the minors.
It's true.
Plus, I love Hawaiian Punch-Out. I love Hawaiian Punch-Out. However, every single time he takes the mound now, he's good for a bases-loaded inning that is like it's teetering on disaster. Every single time.
And he managed to get out of it.
Well, he didn't yesterday.
He had one bad inning.
He just was thankfully spotted a lot of runs. But this has become a thing now with Yamamoto where he goes out there, bases are loaded. Yesterday didn't cover home plate that cost him a run. The Marlins have been kicking the ball all over the place, quite frankly. It's a good thing they put up as many runs as they did because they did everything else poorly yesterday.
Then you had Hippy Ronyel Pinto almost blow it.
This Adam Conley so bad. He's so bad. And you know what the other thing is? Because he's a Hippy Ronyel Pinto and he looks like that, it makes it worse. I used to say this with Andrew Miller. It drove me nuts watching Andrew Miller pitch back in the day because he was a mope. I couldn't stand it because every time he had a bad run, his mopiness made it worse. You ever feel that way? You like watch somebody who's mopey and it makes it worse? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It's like a sign with the bad body language.
Really?
What?
I love you just used the phrase that I hate more than any phrase. He's got bad body language.
I'm going to show you right now. Andrew Miller
just
on the Marlins.
I don't care.
Andrew Miller became good, by the way, on the Indians. He was a shutdown guy. Right. But when he was a starter and he was supposed to be like the Marlins ace for Miguel Cabrera, he was like a sad giraffe out there on the mound. It was just, I'm going to show you.
I mean, I get it. I just think it's hilarious that people are reading body language.
100% you can't find a picture of Andrew Miller on the Marlins smiling. Doesn't exist. See what I mean? Look at that guy. Look at that face. Mope. Mo, what is wrong with you?
Something's wrong with him.
And he had that stupid he wore those that damn arm sleeve like he's in Little League that went down, the three-quarter sleeves. Couldn't throw the damn ball straight. God, he sucked.
Are you done yet?
Can I ask you a question?
We're just going down memory lane.
Can I ask you a question? If a person sucks here and then goes somewhere else and is great.
I know exactly what you're thinking.
Is that on the coach and the organization or is that on the player?
Player.
Why?
Because he wasn't good here. That's his fault. Sorry you didn't get those Freddy Gonzalez nuggets?
When is it not the player's fault?
Well, when it's a head coach with ego.
In baseball, the manager or the position coach does the least. So it's usually on the player.
Well, Andrew Miller was never used as a short reliever when he was down here. He was always either a starter or a long man.
Yeah, he was supposed to be an ace.
Same thing with Brad Hand.
The only other big story today is not in the world of sports, but El Chapo got life plus 30 years in prison. Plus, he has to pay back $12.6 billion.
I'm sure you'll get it.
He complained that he was being treated unfairly, that the conditions in his lockup in Brooklyn were torturous.
Is that where El Chapo is? He's in Brooklyn?
Yeah, he's going to be moved to a supermax in Colorado. But
$12.6
billion.
He must have not had any sleep.
I'm sure he'll have that right on him.
Might be something if you
minus one.
Throw up an 18-wheeler and go, here you go.
I mean, he's broken out of prison twice, I think.
That was Mexican prison.
He's not bringing him.
They rolling him in like Hannibal Lecter.
Where do you even start paying back $16
billion? $12.6 billion.
Whatever. Where do you even start?
One. I'm just saying, like, he got years, he got time, he could just one.
What do you think about this guy? You don't think that guy's got bad body language?
You know what he looks like? He looks like Jay Cutler.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
But thinner.
And not throwing strikes.
And not with the hair.
And not smoking.
I could see Adam Conley being a chain smoker. Let's be honest.
No, especially with his 8 ERA.
Andrew Miller.
No. See? That's not Andrew Miller.
Adam Conley. I know it's not Andrew Miller.
They look the same.
No, they don't.
Two mopey Southpaw hippies.
No, he doesn't look like Andrew
you
Miller.
You can't be mopey and be a hippie.
Nah,
hippies are happy.
That looks like Andrew Miller.
Hippies cannot be mopey.
What about the vegans?
I got to tell you, I'm not knocking vegans. You do you. But I need something to keep my skin tight.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's not tight. Him throwing around the strike zone. Because it's either out of the strike zone or gets hit out of the park. Meatball Ooh, City. Adam guy? Conley. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Every time. It was,
does he throw heat?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does, but not straight.
It's pretty amazing that sometimes the hardest pitchers can't get anybody out.
You know it's coming.
Yeah, we know it's coming. What he does is after he walks like four guys in a row, then he'll take out his Parmesan, throw a big fat meatball, and it ends up in the stands.
He said he'll take out his Parmesan.
I'm telling you, man, it's you could set your watch to it. It's ridiculous. We're back after this.
Is he the worst?
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to Vegas, man. We're going to Vegas. We're gonna have coverage for you guys. Pacquiao Thurman. Live from Radio Row. You guys don't want to miss this one, man. Live on pay-per-view. WBA Welterweight Championship on the line. We got a glove, a boxing glove, signed by both fighters. So if you guys want to win that, register to win at TicketMiami.com. Also announced last hour, Macho Marlins Man is making his return to Marlins Park on July 26th. That's next Friday for Throwback Weekend.
What are you doing that night? Are you going to be there?
Maybe. I'll see if I can make it. But Macho is going to be there. And we are giving away 10 pairs of tickets to Throwback Weekend. 10 pairs of tickets to Throwback to the Throwback game Friday night, July 26th. So if you guys want to come watch the game with Macho Marlins Man and the show,
funny.
Hashtag Third Hour, we will give those away starting on Friday.
Can we discuss what just happened?
I just thought about something.
Yeah.
Remember earlier in Texas saying, ooh, they went all out. 10 tickets, $100. It's 10 pairs.
Yeah, it's 10 pairs.
Yeah. Right.
It's 10 pairs.
And it's free.
And also, we're not the Marlins flagship station, so.
Right, which it might as well be 1,000 tickets. I think it's super. Because that never happened.
Yeah, I think it's super cool the Marlins are embracing this.
No, never happens.
Jason Latimer, you rock, dude. Yeah. Real quick, before we get to our picks.
You have to go ahead and do that drive-by.
Of course. Real quick, can we just tell what happened in the last 1 minute before we went on the air?
Yep.
Okay, so Whittingham is in for Curtis today, hosting with Robbie.
Yep, another doubleheader.
Which, so the nerd and the degenerate should be a good show. And so Whittingham is standing at the door, just looking at the studio. Leroy comes up from behind him and holding a cup of coffee, but as Leroy has been known to do in this building, scares the crap out of Whittingham. Whittingham jumped and said, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he goes up behind him and hits him with a,
yeah, exactly. But then Leroy tried to get by Whittingham, and Whittingham, like, flailed from the being scared and knocked the cup of coffee, up, and it spilled all over Leroy's travel bag.
And this is the second time, by the way, this has happened in 4 days to Leroy, because this happened to us at the Hard Rock. We were walking
ringside. Some guy went to bro hug me.
We were ringside. We were walking to the media spot, and I'm walking in front, and our boy Steve from the Fighting News, he's at every fight.
Yeah.
And he was just saying hello to us, super nice to us every time he sees us. And so Leroy is walking with some raspberry concoction. Was it, what was it, tea? What the hell did you have going on there? What was that drink that you had? It was like raspberry tea, something like that?
Yeah.
Like a Snapple?
Like Snapple.
So like Steve comes in and I give him the old bro hug. And then Leroy goes in for the bro hug and Steve knocks over his raspberry drink all over the place. There's about to be a fight that's going to start and Leroy has caused a spillage.
Yeah, we almost had to pause.
But the thing that's funny about it is Leroy comes all pissed to the media section because he goes, just going to keep walking? And I go, what? He goes, you going to knock over my drink and just keep walking? He thought I did it. And it wasn't me. It was Steve from Fightin' News who knocked it over. So he thought I Bones Jonesed his drink right out of his palm and caused this spillage all over the place. We're all right.
All right, let's pick. You're in last place.
Hey, Toby's got to go first.
Yeah. Hey, you think you can get a win? Who's going to have more wins?
I have one.
He's one of five.
Who's going to have more wins? The Dolphins or Tobin this month?
Oh, wow.
I hope it's the Dolphins.
All right. You guys, I don't care. You guys are the same.
I think Leroy and me are in the middle, and the Beast is in first place. So I'll just do a grab and go. Here, there's one. Most of these picks, I will admit, you have to pick today. Two, because it's British Open action that starts tomorrow morning.
Oh, I got my three games. All British Open. I'm an expert.
And then Leroy's next.
Expert.
Oh, I love it. Great. Perfect. I love these picks. I'm going to go 3-0. I'm going 3-0.
I think I know which one's
going 3-0.
Really? All right, Tobin, go ahead.
All right. Open 2019 nationality of winner USA versus the field.
Classic.
The field.
You always go to field.
Yeah, I'm going America.
Yeah!
I'm going America. So how about that? Then, over under, single highest round, 81.5.
Over.
I'm going over.
There's going to be one guy that's going to be clunking it up, shooting a 90.
I'm going to go over. And then finally, tournament matchup, Brooks Koepka against Rory McIlroy.
Oh!
I don't even got to think about it. Going with my boy Brooksy. Home team. And Roy McIlroy's a choke artist.
How's he a choke? He's got like four majors. He's got more majors than Brooks Koepka.
He does? Yeah.
Guess who's older?
7 years ago.
Guess who's older?
I don't care.
Brooks is older.
I don't care. At least Brooks has been doing something this side of the century.
McIlroy does have home turf.
Home schmalm. Like he's been a buster for a long time now.
Ooh.
He's a fat cat. He got all that Nike money. Hasn't been the same.
Didn't Dos Anjos just fight?
Huh?
Rafael Dos Anjos.
You're thinking of Dos Santos.
Oh, yeah.
So you have Rafael Dos Anjos this weekend against Leon Edwards?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to pick that today.
Ooh.
Who's next?
Leroy's. I thought Leroy was in the
pack.
Yeah, he's already started.
Rafael Dos Anjos against Leon Edwards.
That's the one who got the three-piece in a soda from Masvidal when he introduced him, when he was interrupting his press conference.
Who, Rafael?
No. He was interrupting Masvidal's interview, and Masvidal just walked over to him, hands behind him, and then Masvidal hit him with the three-piece, bum, 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 and then the soda.
Oh, here we go. Phil Mickelson versus Alexander Norrie.
Fasting Phil Mickelson.
And guess what? You ready? It's an even money line. Can't root for a guy with
I'm taking Alexander Norton.
Talking to the mic, man.
Alexander Norton.
He also said he can't root for a guy with boobs.
Can't root for a guy with boobs.
Oh, but he lost all that weight. He had the fasting thing.
Look, unless he's doing a couple of push-ups and some bench, they ain't going away. Lowest single round over under, probably be like 64.
Wow, I think you nailed it exactly.
Yeah,
you're not even
64
looking.
Under.
All right. All right. What do you got, man?
I got Jason Day against the cheapskate Matt Kuchar in a tournament matchup.
Wow.
I'll go with Kuch. I know.
Oh, you're going over Jay Day.
I'll go with Kuch. He's got to win one major.
Now, does he tip in euros? What does he do?
Ooh. Well, or pounds? They are part of the Ireland. This is a part of the UK, right?
Yes.
Does he try and pull the move where he goes, oh, here's an American dollar. It's worth more.
Oh, you know, I think he does do that.
No, when you go to Bahamas, they'd rather have American dollars.
Yeah, this isn't the Bahamas, though.
Nor Northern Ireland.
Because their money has the Princess Zamunda on it.
And Dustin Johnson against Jon Rahm. I'll go with DJ.
No!
Yeah.
Jon Rahm,
he's either top 10 or he misses the cut.
Jon Rahm. All right. He's about due.
And then this one, I don't have to pick today. It is the welterweight title bout, 12 rounds between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman on Fox pay-per-view. Order it now.
All right.
Nice 9 o'clock Eastern.
All right, here's what I got.
Is it just straight up pick?
Straight up pick. Right, yeah, the fight's pretty even.
Justin Thomas versus Jordan Spieth. I'm going to take Justin Thomas. Jordan Spieth has let me down.
Thomas just came back from injury.
Justin Rose against Tiger Woods. Tiger's already talking about how he doesn't feel well and he's coming in for the Masters. I'm going Justin Rose.
Maybe he'll feel it in his belly.
Now, here's the tough one.
Yeah?
One of these or the field. Rory, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Jon Rahm, or Tiger, or the field. I'm going to go the field.
I would say always take the field, but that is the five, favorites.
I know.
And if they would have gave me one other guy other than Tiger.
Right.
Right? I'm not saying Tiger can't win, but he's pretty much told you.
Yeah, he basically
he's
told
not,
you he
right,
ain't ready.
Right, which means nothing because sometimes guys get into the moment and they just, not today, body. You
not
know, so
now.
I don't know.
I don't really understand why Rory's in that pack, though. Doesn't really make sense.
He grew up on
it's
the golf
course.
So what?
Really?
Yeah, really. Nobody can say anything on a golf course anyway, so what's the difference? What, are they going to be booing?
You know
what?
When we do get to the new studio and we are like, you know, when we're 90
days
in.
Let's get a simulator in our studio.
And we can
do top golf in our studio.
Oh, we have plenty of room. We should get that.
I still got to do the Bagger Vance.
Yeah.
We should go to top golf. Anyways.
We're talking about top golf today.
Hey,
I've never swung.
Do you golf?
He says yes.
I've never.
I figure you'd be like Brandon DeChambeau, like very technical. Everything's one club.
The swing
you
master.
Explain it like you're so smart. Golf is so.
I've never swung a anything more than a putter in my life. So,
I can see why.
So I think I'd be hilarious. That would be a pretty funny video of me at Topgolf. I think. I'm pretty sure I would lose
if,
the club.
Here, I will say this.
Yep.
Did you have a one hand backhand or two hand backhand?
Tennis, two.
That's it. You're good. I'm telling you.
Okay.
You do two-handed back. If you can swing a tennis racket.
Sounds like we got the next trip planned. We're going to go top golf, watch some Lion King together.
First of all, I'm not going to watch Lion King. I've never seen Lion King, I don't think.
What?
What?
Yeah, what?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I might have.
Not
Let
even
me,
by accident
don't hold me.
With like your daughter?
No. Don't hold me on it. I think.
Hakuna Matata?
No. Let me explain something to you. Dude, I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, we know.
You lose me on cartoons sometimes.
I understand, but like...
You will fight to the death for Foghorn.
25 years ago.
But you won't see Lion King.
Huh?
Just 25 years ago when it came out.
No kids. I didn't have kids at that time.
Your daughter's never watched Lion King?
I'm more sure she has.
But so
I don't think Bill Belichick wants people seeing Lion King.
You've never been caught? Like, you've never just been stuck watching cartoons?
No.
So I feel like I've seen like every cartoon movie a good five times.
What I watched last night. Talladega Nights. It's on
Chip.
WGN. And by the way.
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I'm a scissor kick you in the head.
Hey, those kids. Like
so
everybody, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
You're raising them wrong.
Yeah.
Your boys are terrible boys.
Like, who's that guy? They just got some random guy.
I don't know.
Like,
tell you what, though. Speaking of old men, this old man face thing, no bueno.
Oh, the like face it. App?
Somebody sent.
Did you do it?
Somebody sent it to me that did it for me.
Well, let me see it.
And it looks just like my grandfather, and I'm not here for it. I don't like it. It creeps me out.
Yeah, but the app is made by the Russians, people.
It's all made by the Russians. That's no big deal. This Putin's a big fraud anyway.
Wow.
Let me see.
Holy smokes.
Like, just like my grandfather.
Hey, wow.
You say your grandmother?
I actually can see some of my grandmother in there.
Yeah.
But I look a lot. Like, it looks almost identical to my grandfather just passed
I'm
away.
I'm so tempted to do it just to see how fat the face is.
No, it's not going to be fat. Yeah, it's going to hang. Fat.
Yeah, just
it's gonna droop.
Ooh, be aged, droopy face.
Mm-hmm. Man, I got to tell you,
moobs.
Based on your intake of chemicals and medicines and stuff, it's gonna be rough. You might want to hesitate. You might want to take a pause, Robbie. They just gonna have a picture of Bigfoot. Because
I might have to do two.
You're going to let it go. You're not going to shave. Your forehead hair is going to reach your eyebrows. It's just going to be ridiculous.
Crazy. When we come back, we will talk to the host of Fight World. We'll talk a little Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman with Frank Grillo. He was also the bad guy in, what was he again? You were telling me Crossbones? Is that what he was?
Yes.
I know him from the fight shows. And
remember in the beginning of Civil War? The guy that fought with the machine arms?
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He was the guy that fought the black dude in the end of the first movie where he jumped out of the movie and it blew up.
Yeah.
He survived.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Right.
His acting career spans a long time, but he's also like very big into the fight game. So we'll talk to Frank Grillo, talk a little Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman with him. We're back right after this. Welcome back, guys. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. Leroy and I are about to head out to Vegas. Very excited about that. But before we get to that, we are going to talk to Frank Grillo. You guys know him from Captain America Civil War, Crossbones, Fight World on Netflix. Got a new movie on Netflix, Point Blank, which is streaming now. I think I might catch that. So let's go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. They will find the star of Point Blank, Frank Grillo. It is available now on Netflix. Frank, I'm going out to Las Vegas for the Pacquiao fight. This is loaded on up onto the iPad. I'm ready to catch it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm going too. My buddy Justin Fortune is his conditioning and strength coach. I trained with him, and so we're very close to Pacquiao. I'm going to go out there as well.
That's awesome. So how do you see this one shaking out, Pacquiao Thurman? Who you like?
You know, I just don't think Thurman is in Pacquiao's at his level. I just don't. I mean, Thurman's a really good fighter, but Pacquiao is Pacquiao. So I don't see it as being an incredibly exciting fight, but, I'm going to go regardless.
Well, you have such a tie to the fight culture, Frank. I was a huge fan of your Netflix series, Fight World, where you're going around from different nations to different disciplines, like, the concept of that, getting into different types of martial arts, like how did you get involved with that? And do you have a favorite country that you went to? Because I was particular to the one in Thailand where you're with these guys training Muay Thai and the kind of damage they were going through. I couldn't believe it, man. It was crazy to watch.
Yeah, it really, you know, I got the idea. I just came up with the idea. You know, I have kind of a deal with Netflix, so. I came up with the idea based on Anthony Bourdain. Like I was a big Anthony Bourdain fan. I still am. And I said, you know, everywhere I go around the world, I always find gyms and I always learn about the culture through the fighters and wouldn't it be cool to kind of explore fight culture and kind of discover the culture of the place through the fighters? And Netflix said, go do it. And I really did. It really changed my DNA. I learned a lot about people and fighting. And traveling like that. And my favorite one, believe it or not, was Israel, because I really didn't know a lot about Israel, and I was amazed by what I learned.
Were you worried at all? Because it was, you know, the idea that they showed you the kind of training they go through to just defend themselves, and they're almost like defending a country with how, like, you have protection walking around with you at all times. That had to be nerve-wracking.
You know, I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be like, I thought I would feel dangerous. I never felt safer than when I was in Tel Aviv. It's so cosmopolitan and relaxed. And yet, they're surrounded by 23 hostile nations. So they got it figured out, and it's just the way that they live. You know, that they truly are warriors. That they really are. So it was very interesting.
How was the translation when you went there? Like, how did you get involved with people? You're in different countries, and is it one of those things where you have a go-between producers? Like, how do you engulf yourself in a culture when there may be a language barrier with some of these guys?
Yeah, first of all, many of them spoke English, but I always had a fixer. In each country, there was a fixer, and I always had translators. So it never felt like I was out of touch or communication ever, because I was surrounded by people from there that were making the bridge, you know, language barrier very simple for me.
We're talking to Frank Grillo. His new movie Point Blank is available now on Netflix. So like I said, I got it loaded up in the iPad, Frank. I'm going to be watching this on the way to Vegas. What am I in for with this movie?
You know, it's a throwback to the, you know, the 80s and 90s action thrillers that I used to watch. It's kind of a simple narrative. It's me and Anthony Mackie become reluctant buddies, getting chased by bad cops. We have to save his pregnant wife. And it's simple, and it's fun, and it's a little funny, and there's some cool music, and it's a good way to spend 90 minutes, especially if you're on an airplane.
100%. And like the old school action thrillers, like those are always fun, man. You like the entertainment that just keeps you on the edge of your seat the whole time. Like, did you have any favorites, you know, that you harken back to?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's with two guys that I've worked with, and one that I just finished working with, Mel Gibson. You know, those Lethal Weapon movies and the Die Hard films, those kind of movies, to me, were the favorite. Those were my favorite movies when I was a younger person.
So you're a monster. You're a big movie star, Frank. But like, I understand that your fame level in China is like next level. And I was fascinated by this because down here in Miami, best athlete we've ever had is Dwayne Wade, and he has a shoe deal with them over there. And he was just over there doing his trip, and he showed some Instagram videos of like the malls to go meet him, and it was just like stacks upon stacks of people. That it was a point where it got almost chaotic. What is it like over there for a person of your fame and stature over there? Is it next level crazy? Like, how does it differ from American fame?
Well, so in America, you know, I'm kind of well known, but I'm not famous. I'm not Brad Pitt. You know what I mean? It's like I'm an actor. People go, oh, I know him, but it's not like they go, oh my God, there's George Clooney. So I don't have that kind of fame, which is okay. In China, it's like that. So I get a sense of what it must be like for these guys here, these giant movie stars, these big celebrities. Because when I go there, it's a bit nutty. And I don't, you know, I appreciate it. But I'll tell you, man, I wouldn't want to live my life that way here.
Yeah, it's got to be. Why do you think the reason is for that? That they, I guess, treat celebrity like that over there?
Well, you know, because it's kind of new for them. It really is. And so, you know, this movie that made $1 billion in China, Wolf Warrior 2, I'm the only American in the movie. I'm the only guy in the movie who's not Chinese. And I play like a cool badass. And so they like that. And they're not used to seeing that. So you become a bit of a unicorn. And when they see you in person, it's a whole different ball of wax.
That's awesome. We're talking to Frank Grillo. His movie Point Blank is streaming now on Netflix. So you mentioned the Pacquiao fight. You're going out there. You got some connections there in the gym. Is there one, as far as big boxers being around or fight characters being around, that you that has blown you away, that you couldn't believe it, or are you kind of numb to it now because you've been around so many people in the fight community?
No, I still love quality fighters, boxers, true boxers, guys like Terrence Crawford. I love watching them. I still love watching Pacquiao. You know, even at 40 years old, he's a beast. Errol Spence, you know, there's a bunch of guys out there that are still just elite, top-notch, world-class boxers that I get butterflies. I still do. I have fight nights at my house all the time. And, it's, you know, I feel like to me, that's like being a little kid and going to Captain America.
What was your favorite as a of the legends or the great fighters of the old days? Is there one that you particularly always loved growing up?
Ali Frazier. I loved Ali Frazier. Those were some of my. You know what? I loved anything with Ali. I was crazy about Muhammad Ali.
Why did you get so much into fighting? What led you to that?
My father was, and I'm going to date myself. My father used to watch boxing on Saturday afternoons on Wide World of Sports, and it was kind of the only thing I ever did with my father. And he didn't know much about boxing; he just watched boxing. And I just took to it. And then when I was about 16, I started boxing, and I still box every single day. I boxed with Justin Fortune, who you're going to see in Las Vegas in Pacquiao's Corner.
And as far as your acting, like, is there a particular reason why you've always glammed onto projects like that? Like, I'm a big fan of Kingdom, which always, you know, kind of showed the whole aspect of being a mixed martial artist between the promotion and the training and all that, and doing things like Fight World. Is that something that you wanted to go as your acting career went on, that you want to get to projects like that so you could shine a light on stuff like this?
No, I think I did a movie called Warrior a long time ago with Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton, and it was an MMA film. One of the only ones at the time. And that kind of changed the way people in the business saw me. And it kind of started opening up the doors to films that could incorporate my knowledge and ability as a martial artist and as a fighter. And it just kind of came together organically, but unexpectedly.
Frank, best of luck with the movie, man. Point Blank. It is available now on Netflix. Very much looking forward to it. Are we going to get a Fight World season 2? Is that a possibility?
We're talking about it. I have a bunch of movies lined up to do, so I got to figure out timing wise. But I certainly want to, and we already have the places lined up. I certainly want to get, try to get another season or two on Netflix.
Well, I appreciate the time, Frank. Thanks so much, man. Big fan of your work, and enjoy the conversation.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks again to Frank Grillo for joining us. He's pumped up about the fights. He's pumped up about Manny Pacquiao versus Keith Thurman. I'm pumped up about Manny Pacquiao versus Keith Thurman. And so that's when we'll talk to you guys tomorrow, man. We will be live out from Las Vegas, Radio Row at the MGM Grand. Looking forward to it. Talk to you guys then, man. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.